Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. I give God the glory for your lives. Thank you very much for coming. Say amen. I don't have for multiple of you now. Everybody say amen. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Tonight, the fifth night, yesterday, whilst Papa was ministering, a miracle happened with the online church. One of our very, very, you know, is there any way you can enlarge? One of our online people was due for an operation. So if I can read, he said, let me read from here for you. And she was due for an operation today, Abuchia Samamike. And something happens whilst Papa was ministering. And she sent the testimony to us. And then she began by saying, thank God, I had a miracle yesterday. And she was saying that when the man of God was speaking, lumps in my left breast disappeared. I am due for a surgery tomorrow. And then went further to say, I can't feel the lumps. I will let you know the outcome. I can feel there is no lumps because it was protruding and now it's off. And then she sends us pictures of she in the hospital, you know, enlarge that for us. She sends us pictures of today, she going to the hospital. And they did every test. Let me read the next particular thing she sent us in the next one. She said, no lumps in the left breast. They are keeping me here for the MRI this afternoon. Lumps have disappeared. Whoever is there, focus, let's work. And then the next one, she said, I am just quiet. One has asked what religion mine is. So I am here. And then in the next one, I think is the last but one, he said, absolutely, I hear of miracles. But now I have experienced one. Yeah, you can see that he said, go up. He said, absolutely, I hear of miracles, but I have experienced one. The breast just became flat. It was bigger than the right, very visible. I am coming to replay the message again until I go for the scan. This lady is completely healed. What ya when you that miracle will be war abruptly. Ah, sister. Anyone come and make come and ask them to me. Are you clapping? My father is here. Open your spirit, open your heart, and the grace of God will be your portion. Ladies and gentlemen, help me. Welcome Reverend Steve Mensah. Are you clapping? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lift your right hand to the Father and begin to talk to God for a few seconds. Roseki labara, Lori lebikora samba karoseki tikiaba, Lori bikalo roseki laboro shidi bilaborawa, shi laboro seki laboro seki laba. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Shi laboro seki leboro seki lebi. Lori bikano rebi nibi, shiri bikono nobo, bini bila mana mana mana, shiri lebi la moro seka na bada, Above all others,
we lay our crown and worship you. Oh, be lifted above all others. We lay our crown.
People, and bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for yesterday night. We thank you for tonight. We bless you for what you are doing mightily in our lives. We thank you for the many miracles that took place yesterday night. Our long-awaited breakthrough finally came yesterday. And today we are seeing the manifestations of these breakthroughs. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. Hallelujah. Please be seated. What a joy to be in your beautiful, beautiful auditorium. Beautiful auditorium where when you sit, you can see that you are comfortable. With runway lights all over the place, beautiful screens, good sound, and a very powerful man of God. Say amen. Great preacher and his wife, a very bold preacher. Sometimes when I hear him making declarations, oh Lord, have mercy on my son. Treading on dangerous grounds. But he has survived it all. He has survived all the bullets, insults. Hey, insults. Say amen. We thank God that the church has become one of the most popular churches. With thousands, hundreds of thousands of views around the world. People are asking me, I should send him to nation, Nigeria, Ivory Coast. Said there is a guy in Ghana, yeah, he can preach, but yeah, it's your son. I say, yeah. Said, can he come to Ivory Coast? I say, yeah, see me properly. You can't just come and take him. So I have to control those movements. We thank God for Rita, his beautiful wife. Say amen. Rita is opposite Kofi. Ntinya kupo shared up another Rita Mako because send a Kofi see a gaga. Someone will bow their car many down. Say amen. They're a beautiful couple with beautiful children. Yes. And I've known them for, I don't know, several years. When Odo used to come to National Holy Ghost Ashing Campaign, Yapuano Abe Chiami, say, Papa, I came around, I'm sitting at the top, I'm tipping at the top. Today, he's in the front line doing ministry. When he comes to my church, he will preach, and then he will hold a basket and collect. He will collect all my church members' money. He collect all. Just say, I don't know how he does it. Say, I'm waiting. People will empty their pocket, dollars, pounds, maybe. The offering basket to be full. He will put it there. They will bring another one. Then he come and give all to the church. He won't collect a dime from me. The COVID doesn't collect a dime from me. He rather brings money to my house. He has finished preaching and made me man honorarium. What a man of God. Yeah. During Christmas, only Rita, I'm a driver by my fear, then they will reverse into the house. They won't put their face in the house, so they will reverse. Then they open the boots. All right, they register, I know. Everything you can think of is in your boots. Everything, rice, oil, everything you can think. The boot is full. And put some in the seats. And his things can last me a whole year. If you come to my storeroom, there are some of that is still there. Just bring it to me. And add his first fruits, his first tithe. You will add money to the things. What a generous man of God. Amen. He recognizes where he's coming from. He used to come in a small car to my house. Now he comes with a Land Cruiser. When he used to come with a small car, he prays in tongues before he enters the car. He tells me that, Papa, what is Jamehia? Jamehia, then he will small car. But today, the Lord has lifted him. He has become a voice in our nation. And I'm so proud of him. Give it up for Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro. What an anointed man of God. Say amen. Man of God, may humility be your watchword. Once you are humble, you will go very, very, very far. We thank God. Tonight, I want to speak on walking in the favor anointing. Yes. Walking in the favor anointing. And is a favor is an anointing you must carry. Yes. And listen to me. When you are not a favored person, when you don't carry the grace and the favor, this thing, spirit, your struggle is endless. Say amen. Amen. In 2022, may you become a carrier of favor. Be given a preferential treatment. With a speciality. Amen. Among the sons, may you be the son. Amen. Among the daughters, may you be the daughter. Amen. Are you listening to me? May the Lord single you out and favor you beyond your wildest imagination. Once we cross over into 2022, a certain favor will rest upon you. Your days of struggling and hustling, they are over. Amen. Say amen. And so people, this is one anointing you must carry. Yes. This is one anointing you must carry. Because if you are favored, the Lord treats you with a certain speciality. There are people who are trying to do it by might, by connection. We thank God for all your might. But when you are favored, the struggle is taken out of your life. May struggle be taken out of your life. May a toiling spirit be taken out of your life. Peter said, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. The spirit of toiling. No. May favor come upon you. And may the toiling spirit be taken out of your life. Say amen. And I'll try and give you 10 simple definitions of favor. Number one. Favor is God imparting you with blessings you don't deserve. Favor is God impacting into your life with blessings you don't deserve. May you receive blessings you don't deserve. Say amen. Number two, favor is God taking you from zero to your surplus. Favor is God taking you from where? From zero to surplus. Between now and 31st of December, by the time we are having our all night, may the Lord carry you into your surplus. May you have more than enough. Say, I receive that favor. Number three, favor will carry you where connection cannot take you. Favor will carry you to where connection cannot take you. People say things like, do you know somebody there? Do you know somebody in government? But I pray that favor, when you have the favor of God, it will carry you further than where connection cannot take you. I see you favored. Far. Say, I receive it. Number four, favor will qualify you for a job you were not trained to do. Favor will qualify you for a job you were not trained to do. There are some jobs you have to do them. Say amen. But there are some jobs too. God Himself will qualify you for that job. It's not by skill. There are people who are doing jobs they were not trained to do. Yeah, I'm an example of that. I never went to Bible school. I don't have a Bible school mate. I don't have a Bible school certificate. If you come to my office, it's made up of pictures of myself and the pictures of Jesus Christ and pictures of my children. There's not one single certificate hanging in my office to say that I have graduated from a theological seminary. No. I don't have a mate. I never wrote Bible school exams before. I don't have a Bible school certificate. Meanwhile, I have 4 strings of Bible school in my church. Yes. So I am doing a job that I'm not qualified to do. It is God who qualified me. Say amen. I have lost count of the nations I've traveled to. My passport is 9 booklets. I have over 500 to 600 pastors. I have branches everywhere. I have missions everywhere. I was recently awarded honorary doctorate and man of the year of Africa. Where was my training? It is the favor of God. I see favor qualifying you for a job you are not trained to do. Yeah, I'm sitting by somewhere relaxing. 17 professors and doctors traveled from 8 nations just to come and give me an award, and they flew back. I didn't pay anything. I didn't pay hotel bill. I didn't pay flight. I didn't look after them. I said, but why did you have to travel? He said, I came from you. I came from Britain. All of them. It's a network of people. They conferred on me. Yeah. No lobby people. Pay people to that. Pay people. Be damn it, baby. Hey, be my homie. He gave me doctor of humanity. It's just the favor of God. If you are not clapping, you are jealous of me. Yeah? See, man. The African personality of the year, he gave it to me. Works, you have watched your videos and you deserve. Next year is somebody's turn. I said 2022 is somebody's year of favor. May God grace you. You may be a one year that may the Lord Himself qualify you for that job. See, I receive it three times. One, two. Give the Lord a mighty. Number five, favor will bring you wealth you didn't work for. Wealth transfer. Say amen. Wealth. You see, people say things like, before you can make it, you need to work hard. Hey, how hard can you work? You need to work hard. Please. By strength shall no man. You need hard work plus the favor of God. Because hard work without favor is endless struggle. If it is hard work that prospers it, and then all the young guys were pushing trucks into the camp. In the markets, I'm not being confused like that. Human beings are moving, everybody is selling. Just a corner, be our meat on there. Meat on there. You know, I'm gonna show you a few.
Oh my God. I don't remember the night when I went to market. Something to experience in my life. I regretted going.
They should share the loop. So he said, no, she can carry it. I said, you share it. He said, no, she can carry it. And she carried it. Oh God, hard work. And how much tenses. So it is not, it's favor. You will drive a car you didn't buy. You will live in a house you didn't build. You will inherit wealth you didn't create. Somebody is piling his wealth. It will be transferred to you. The first 30 days of next year, you receive a phone call. You receive a text message. That text message will change your life. Say, hey, 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 say, hey. Somebody will come and propose to you an idea. And that person will marry you. Not only change you, it will change your entire family. Your mother's sleeping place will change. Your father's sleeping place will change. Will not be your own connection or your hardware. It will be favor that will connect you to your next breakthrough. You will go and join your money to somebody's money, and that is the next breakthrough you are going to get. God will give you some ideas to invest in a certain business. That will be your next level of breakthrough. Say, I hear you. It is about time you enjoy a certain level of comfort through the favor of God. It's compressed. If it took your father 35 years to build, I cannot follow that king. My father, it took him. My father, me, my real father, it took him over 40 years to build a madhouse. It is by might. Say amen. But favor will accelerate. It means matter, time, and distance will be compressed because of you. See that? Your rate of motion, your rate of velocity will be increased because of favor. What is taking people so many years to make it? If you take a quick and a small time, you'll see yourself making it. Your breakthrough is very, very quick. Your acceleration, your rate of motion is so fast that people wonder, where did this girl come from? A small girl, 27 years old, is breaking through already. Building your second house and your third house and investing in businesses and traveling abroad and connecting. It's acceleration. Favor will accelerate you. It will give you divine speed. When the hand of the Lord fell upon Elijah, Ahab had already gone ahead with four chariots, and horses that drive chariots can travel between 60 to 70 miles an hour. But when they have left to Jezreel, which is 20 miles from Mount Carmel, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and stood at the entrance of Jezreel before Ahab and the chariot arrived. It means that God accelerated Elijah. He outran a horse. That's what, that is my level. That's my level. I will outrun. There are men of God, there are pastors who have been in the ministry for a long time. Now that you have come on the scene, God will accelerate your ministry. Look at the way this ministry has been accelerated. First, now you're in Timunka. Some faith will be better. So, Cecilia, if you mention your name, everybody say amen. Ajibe, Canada, Israel. friend say Iran, Iraq, Nina. It's a favor of God. Because Odro has been in town, sir. Everybody sees us the Sakura prophet. But today his level don't change. You are next person in life for the change of your level. Say, hey, 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 hey. Say, hey. Say, amen. Number what? Number nine. The ninth definition of favor. Favor will put you ahead of your contemporaries. There is a Latin word. It says primus inter pares. Primus inter pares means you are first among your equals. You are first among your equals. May you step out. May you be the one who is standing out among your equals. Say amen. I am not going to follow. It is not first come, first serve. May first come, first serve. Who baby? Who you are? The backside of the desert. So God is picking you from the backside and accelerating you to be in front. And among your peers, among your friends, you are the one standing out. I say, among your colleagues, among your family members, I see you standing out. Tell somebody, I'm standing out. You are going to be the first among your equals. One day I went to a certain meeting, and the meeting was full of my friends, my colleagues, my mates in school. When I stepped there, me, I just went to the meeting like everybody else. When I stepped, oh, shall we welcome the bishop? Hey, no BAG now. So, why? So, Reverend. So, no, sit down. And I realized people started talking. I realized that, hey, me do it, three. Me, I didn't know I've gone so far. All my colleagues, all my friends, my peers, my playmates. You can see that by the grace of God, I'm standing now. You are next to stand out. Say amen. One day, one of my uncles said something to me. I was surprised. He said, Reverend Steve, do you know that you are one of the most outstanding personality in the whole of our village? I said, yeah. I said, yeah, you are most outstanding person in the whole of the village. I said, you know, may God make you first. Among your friends, among your equals, among your colleagues, among your workmates, in the bank, in the office, at the marketplace, may you stand out. May you be first. Without wanting to be first, you are first. Without competing with anybody, you are first. And it is favor that will bring you to that level. Say, I hear you, Pastor. Number what? The 10th definition of favor. I love this one. Favor will give you sweatless triumph. Favor will give you what? Sweatless triumph. I prophesy to somebody. 2022. It will be a struggle-free life. It will be a sweatless triumph. You will triumph without sweating. My days of wiping my tears, my sweat, they are over. Favor. And I'll show you from the Bible how somebody became very rich without doing any hard work. Yes, it's called favor. See, man? Are you there? Let me give you 2-3 scriptures. Then we pray. First scripture, Genesis 39, very popular scripture. Read it again. Genesis 39. Verse 1. Genesis 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. Say that word. And the Lord was with Joseph. Say it again. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw, say here, and his master saw. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight and saved him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put in his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house because of the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Verse 6, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Say it again. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Say it again. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. That is your portion. If you know the history of ancient Egypt, slaves are like a piece of handkerchief. You blow your nose and you can throw it away. A slave has no right. There's no lawyer who defends the level. You go to the way you go to market and buy tomatoes, yam, cassava, coffee, that is the way you buy a slave. So you go to the yam market, you buy yam, you go to tomatoes, and you buy tomatoes, you go to spices. Then when you finish, so I need two slaves. Then you go to the slave market, it's a portion. And then when you go, you see men, women, children, middle age, and then you look and then you buy. And once the person buys you, you become his property. There is no way a slave will prosper in a man's house. It is an abominable thing for an Egyptian Potiphar to be there for a slave to prosper, except God is with you. That is what the Bible said. And the Lord was with him. So the most important part of your life is God with me. Or I am just by myself. If you are just by yourself, then your struggle will be endless. But if God is with you, he rubs the favor anointing upon you. And what is not possible with men is possible with you. See, man. And he became a prosperous man. And I asked somebody, interpret that word for me. And he became a prosperous man. Because if you know ancient Egypt history, you can prosper. How? You have money. You have. Where did you go? What work did you do before you prospered? Say amen. Amen. You don't prosper. That is where the most unlikely place for you to break through is where you are going to break through. Yes, because of the favor of God. Where it is impossible to make it is where you are going to make it. Where they say people cannot break through in this area, that is where you are going to break through, because it's a competitive field. But how come you are breaking through? Because favor will break through for you. Say, I receive that grace. I receive that oil. You will prosper in your auntie's house. You will prosper in your nephew's house. Where you are staying, you have left your village and come to stay with your auntie. It looks as if nothing is working. You will prosper in your auntie's house. For your auntie to know that whom God has blessed, no one can curse. Whom a door is open, no one can shut.
If the Lord says yes to you, no one can say no. I prophesy to you, you are breaking through, you are breaking forth, you are making it in Accra here. Am I talking to somebody here? There are three things about the character of Joseph I want you to take note. Number one, the Bible said, and he served him. And he what? And he served him. Service is one of your keys to favor. And he served him. Say amen. When you are in this church and you are doing something for God, don't come and be asking, can I get transport allowance? And will I get allowance? When you pray drums, we have to give you allowance. When you no, forget about all those things. You are serving God. And it is an honor and a privilege for me to be an usher in this august house. I don't want to be an usher, a protocol member. I don't want anybody to come and take my spot. I'm in the choir singing. It doesn't matter the sound of my voice. I'm in the choir. You people should find my key on the keyboard. Nobody is going to smoke me out of the choir. I have come to this church to serve God. And I don't want to be paid, to be encouraged, to be cajoled, to be pampered to serve God. I don't need a text message. I don't need a follow-up. I don't need an elder to come to us. I don't need to be encouraged. I take pleasure in serving God. Ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and the Lord shall bless your bread and your water. Serve God. My service in this house is not to the prophets. I hear people say things like, I am trying to help them. Trying to help who? Trying to help who? We don't need your help. It is an honor for me to have a place in the kingdom to serve my God. I'm not here to help. I'm here to serve. Serving with humility, serving with simplicity, serving with my time, serving with my money, coming and going, coming to rehearsals. I don't need allowance. I'm even walking to my house, and I take pleasure in my infirmities in serving God. And he served God. Say or three uniform and then convention, but there's some pam uniform. You are off. I am privileged to be standing. People are seated, and I am the one on the microphone here singing. It's an honor for me. I don't need allowance, I don't need to be paid. I don't need to be encouraged. I'm serving God. Yabari Eza, organist name by Niafrogan. Organist, where are you? Meba. And I'm concerned. I don't want to try to transport. A boofum. We do get to Mose, and you may, KG, ping pong, Moyen Temli and Pabinko. Is that service? Leave the keyboard and go home. I would rather listen to a lady with a cockroach and a frog voice than to listen to a proud singer who won't come for Eza. Take your voice. Take your voice. Your service in this house is unto the Lord. Look beyond pay, allowance, transport, and I'm on my family. Maybe TV, I'm on my family member. Mama fa ba me ma. E na tra me si momo transport e ma momo ma twa momo lu sa e ma. E dia mo lamba ye mo re. Mo ko fra Kofi ni zo on be board drums. Kofi no me board drums. Service. And Kofi, that is how I became a man of God. Two service. I was serving. I was in church from Monday to Monday. Monday to Monday.
Jesus.
I never missed my pastor's weekday service. My weekday service was my Bible school. Friday all night. Thursday rehearsal. Tuesday drama. I was in everything. I've never been followed up before. I've never been encouraged. I've never backslidden in my life. There is nobody in the world who could say that. And Reverend and Steve Mensah backslided and went and followed him. Follow me up. I am there before you came. I am inside the church before you came. Monday to Monday. And Kofi, by the grace of God, that zeal I had when in my 20s, I still have the same zeal in my 60s. When we travel for missions, my young guys, you see that they are tired. They said, no, Pastor, no, only we and you and I. The zeal of my father's house has consumed me. When we go on missions, I don't rest. I don't sit down. Ask my boys. I'm carrying chairs. I'm the evangelist. And my name is on the billboard. I'm there. I'm the principal evangelist. I am on the field. I am working with my guys. I'm in my t-shirt. I'm sharing food, arranging chairs. I arrange chairs at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. That's my guys. I arrange chairs at 2 a.m. After the crusade, when people have gone home, we go and arrange chairs for the day of help. It is done between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. And I'm there. I remove my tie, they change my slippers, and I'm there. You don't know why God honors some people. You don't know why God is blessing some people. And the people are just... There are some things for security reasons I cannot say it. To talk about God's blessings in my life. For security reasons I can mention it. For security reasons. So people don't know why they are not blessed. People don't know why God bless. Because no zeal, no nothing. Say amen. There's a way they want you to walk. Walk that way. There's a way they want you to behave that way. Serve God with humility. Take your pride and dignity, put it under your chair in the house. And Joseph served the man. Service is your key to favor. Me, when I'm doing something, I'm not a person giving to cameras, to media. I don't go for interviews. I don't go for anything, whatever, radio show. I don't do those things. They don't put up a set. 3, 2, 1, action. Yeah, I don't do those things. No. When I'm doing something, I don't do it for cameras. No. I don't even know some of the things that they capture on videos. I don't know the time they captured it. It's not something, you know the way sometimes you are a big man, you have to do something that they can shoot you. No, I don't do those things like that. What I'm doing it genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I am serving God. I don't need cameras. So I can't surprise when the cameras capture me. I don't need for cameras. I think I cry with you, I think, what complaint is that? The complaints have taken away the blessings. And convention, because I hear rehearsals, mumma your transport fare, mumu will be mami, mina mi elitika, mumu mami, 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 I am happy that I am honored to be selected to lead praise, selected to lead worship, selected to be the lead. I am too blessed, too honored that God has chosen me. I am already on my way. I have to go and borrow money from a sister to take Uber taxi. I am ready in the house of God. Those who came to award me the doctorate, Kofi, I will tell you in private the things they told me. Too much. Mind blowing. There is a website. It is a website like a WhatsApp group. Only billionaires are there. And they load projects on those websites. He said, we are putting your project on that website. He said, when we put it there, all the billionaires connected to that site, watch it. He said, somebody will emerge to finance your project. Because I am building the Ability Village. 9,000 homes. 2,000 acres. 7 miles long. For poor people who are sleeping and lying down. So that they can shower. So they can shower and have food to eat. Oh. Oh. It is my life's work to build a home for the homeless.
My God.
Oh. I don't need anybody to come and I've come to encourage you to come and serve God. Encourage me. Encourage me. I have encouraged myself already. I find it very difficult to see people who are serving God and they are that friend is you know the role you are playing, but you should put your phone off. You are not qualified for the kingdom. Say amen. He served the Lord. Number two, about Joseph. He had what we call impeccable integrity. Yes. For an Egyptian officer to leave his monetary affairs to a slave who doesn't come from Egypt, he will not do it. But because he had integrity, not many people have integrity. Can't trust people. You're a Christian in your house, cleaning your house. You are watching the cameras to see what he's doing. You don't have integrity. People have employed people from different religions to employ Christians. Because you don't have integrity. You inflate prices. You can't trust. Why should they check your prices after you have brought the invoice? Why should they go behind you to go and check how much? Because they don't trust you. They know you don't. Anybody that they have to go behind to check your figures, it means you don't have integrity. One day, when I started my church, I went to Italy, Citadella, to buy my glazing windows, all the windows. I went to Citadella in Italy. And I went, there was a Ghanaian guy there. Listen to you too, a Ghanaian guy. See, he introduced it. First, we all speak Italian. They said, oh, you're Ghanaian. So we get it. Oh, good. And it can be my wife. Can be my. The best look. So we went, did everything. The price of all my glazing for my auditorium was about 176,000 euros. So we sat down after the calculation. Then the white man told the Ghanaian guy that they should ask me how much should they write on the invoice. I said,
Why is the, how much is the glazing? He said 172. I said, yeah, but why is he asking me how much should he write? He should write the 172. He said, no. Uncle for Umbaha. Yeah, the man on a different. Yeah, trust and see a different. Say, eh, Minkoff will be, oh, so I suffer by the beer. What? Then he said to me, Nchi, Ura, one full pin of bar. Say, one bread of bar. Say, become one, you enter a mouth. Omutiaka, if you go a councilman. Say, what? I said, no, I don't do my things like that. So if it is 172, they can write 192 or 220. So when the money is wired to them, then they will cream off my part and I'll go for it in Citadella.
Jesus.
I say, yeah. Wow. Then guess what? 5 years on, this same guy who helped me in interpretation came to Ghana. And guess whose church he came to? My church. He see my church today. And guess what he told me? He said, Baoba Citadella. And guess where he comes to church from? He comes from Koforidua to my church every Sunday. Koforidua to my church. He's in my church today. He's the one doing all my brand glazing. Integrity. Integrity. The act of being honest.
Honest.
Integrity means the act of being honest. They don't have to cross-check your figures. Are you working in a salon? Are you working with somebody? Are you in a fitting mechanic? Are you in a hotel reception? What are you doing? The act of being honest is integrity. And that integrity is what will attract favor. It is favor. And yes, there is a role you must play to attract. Because of my missions, I go to countries. And when I go to countries, they bring $25,000, €50,000, Reverend Steve, this is for your mission. Cash, then they are brim. It's a bundle. They are brim. Where I am, there's no church member. It's between me and the general of the guy. The guy doesn't have anybody's number in my office to call to ask whether Reverend Steve brought the money. No! The money is with me. I'm the one who brings it down for the mission. And guess what? I went to France to go and preach. The guy brought me plenty money as Mario. Then he said, this one is for your church, it's for your next mission. Nobody, it's just me and this, he and his wife, myself and my wife. Brought me plenty money, 2 envelopes. Then I flew down. Nobody knows. The guy doesn't know anybody in my office. I said, when I went to France to preach, that's the offering the pastor gave for our next mission. Here it is. Thousands of euros. The act of being honest. When you are an honest man, you attract favor. The Bible said, Potiphar didn't know how much he had, save the bread which he did eat. Just say, with Jebibia, dear man Joseph. And Joseph was a goodly man and well favored. Because number one, he served God, he served the man. Number two, he had impeccable integrity. Yes. Where are you working? Who do you work for? Who do you do? Whose money are you managing? There's a popular church. I won't mention the name of the church. Popular church. There's a lady in the counting room who banks the church's money. And when she's going to pay the money to the church account, then she has her own account
that she takes the money and pays into the account. So one day the manager of the bank called the pastor. That, do you know that this girl, every Sunday her account is swelling? So they put a secret camera in the counting room. And she was caught red-handed, putting envelopes, counter of money. People are counting money. You are counting money and stealing the money. Stealing church offering. You are a stealer. And were you not afraid to touch God's money? Say amen. I don't know where you work. I don't know who you work for. I don't know what you handle. I don't know what work you go and do. People are building roads for our country. People are building things. And they are cutting all kinds of corners. And they are doing shoddy work. You lack integrity. Yes. That is why some people are not favored. Because your works and your deeds are evil. When they subject your works to litmus test, it fails. Because cement and coal. One invoice now share Ubua just said you are epitome of lies. You see pastors standing behind the pulpit telling naked lies, exaggerating figures, exaggerating, saying things that are not true. Saying things that are not true. We have sat and I've seen pastors standing lying. I tell you, when we went to the crusade, I tell you, over 150,000 people were there. When you go and Google the crusade, they don't even reach 1,000. Exaggeration. One day, a certain man of God was preaching. And then, he did something that I was shocked. He came to my church, preach first. Then he went to a friend's church to go and preach. Then we were at the friend's church to support him in preaching there because we brought him to Ghana. As we were preaching, then he said, look, I was in Reverend Steve's church and there was this woman who was paralyzed lying down. And I tell you, I just stretched my left finger. I said, get up and walk. And suddenly the woman started walking all over the place. Then she said, Mama Jane, is it not true? Hey! She said, my wife got panicked. Yeah. She said, baby. It was some trickish. I told you, she said, yeah. I said, later I said, honey, which woman walk like that? He says that the way he came to me, the way he put them, I don't know what to say. You can see that it's a trick, it's exaggeration. That pastor, or the foam team, or the foam team, say there is a reason why the whole team, because you are full of lies and exaggeration. You don't have integrity. Figures, numbers. Every time he comes to my church, figures, numbers that are not true. I say, hey. So sometimes when I hear the testimony, I say, hey, then what are we doing? Because the way this guy is preaching, like, oh, what am I? Lord, is it that you are favoring some people? What am I? And so show me the secret of your success. You see them telling lies. Never use the pulpit to perpetuate lies. The truth must be preached from the pulpit. Any lying preacher will go to hell. You go to hell for lying. Yeah, for lying. Exaggerating figures. I tell you, this building, I tell you, we have spent over $3 million. $3 million. And I need to recover the money. You are lying. I can't stand people who manipulate figures. People ask me, Reverend Steve, your missions, how much does it cost? I have never told anybody how much my mission costs. Because the truth of the matter, I don't have the figures for my missions. I don't have the figures for my missions. And I don't like to know the figures. It's too wild. We have spent the money for the Lord. So I used to ask my friends, how much do you think my mission costs? Oh, about $1.2 million. I said, how much does the mission cost? Every pastor who came to me gave different figures of my missions. But I know they are not true. When I put paper and paper, it will not reach what they are saying. But to them, no, they see the crowd, equipment, trucks, things that they put. Oh, this mission, they have this about $3 million. Tell somebody, yeah, be careful. Say amen. The third thing that went for Joseph is in verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wanted not what. You see, I love that part. And he refused. And he what? Say the Aigbewe, and he refused. And he what? Refused. It is about time you must what? Refuse. What the hosa? Sorry, film panosu. A coffee. Refuse. Boyfriend, or be worry, I'm on worry, on swa. Jano, ho, because what Bremo will look for the Yemenias. A young man, your bedroom is a transit quarters for ladies, my sister. My father-in-law said, if you can drink the cow milk freely, why buy the cow? My father-in-law, the milk from the cow is free. Why buy the cow? Just say, Obano. Why marry her? Because the reason to marry her is to enjoy. And the is happening already. The is happening already. My brother, a refuse is the reason why you are not favored. You are sleeping everywhere. Everybody is having a go at you. You are removing your pioto everywhere. You are removing your bra everywhere. 2022, I refuse. Tell to someone and said, now why you do it here? Yeah, fifth you are no sir. What wrong with Brazil, sir? 2022. Say amen. The man's husband was not there. Everything, the atmosphere was succulent. But he maintained a certain level of holiness. He saw his future more than his present circumstances. Cast your eyes and see the future. Say amen. Look, for refusing, he was thrown into jail. Sometimes for doing the right thing, they will throw you away. These days, there are bosses in companies and corporations. They will tell you, you want a job on this desk? Come and lie down. This is the desk. This is the bed. This is condition precedent. Fulfill this, you shall inherit this. My sister, a refuse. One day, a certain small girl in my church brought a BMW 7 Series green tear rubber. Ish. He said, Daddy. This is as he said it. Reverend. That's how she gave you. She I was sitting here and she said, Reverend. I say, yeah. Say, God is moving. And she was holding the car keys. I said, hey, I said, my daughter, how? So God is moving. Daddy, come and dedicate my car. It's okay. I finished what I was doing. I went outside. Here was 7 series. BMW. Green. Tier rubber. I said, my daughter, you just finished Legon. Where did you get money to buy? Is he your husband? Or Reverend, just bless the car. She said to me in Proverb. It said to me in tree. Sour. Just bless the car. No, the oil, all the oil in the mouth. And I'm sure car. 5 months later, she came. Reverend, we are pregnant. I said, hey, I never saw your announcement in church. I never saw you work with anybody. So who are you pregnant with? Reverend, we are pregnant. She delivered the baby. We dedicated it. It was the mother, the brother, and the sisters. Okay. There was no father. And guess what? She's still speaking tongues in church. She still worship. She still comes to the altar. She still comes. She's normal. Reverend, we are pregnant. Never saw a wedding. I never blessed a marriage. So I asked my wife, honey, am I preaching well? I said, honey, what am I doing wrong? And they have the boldness. Reverend, we are pregnant. Hey, Reverend. No. She has 3 children, 2 boys and 1 girl. I've never seen the father before. There was no marriage. There was no blessing. Drives a beautiful car. We seen there. She comes to church. Normal. I said, hey. Reverend. We are pregnant. God is moving. All foolishness is attributed to God. All forms of foolishness. All is given to God. I go, baby, I want to try house. Yes, I will. Twenty 2022 is my year of what? Refuse. But like what the Bible said in verses number 19 of the same Genesis 39, when they threw him in prison, I love it. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with what? Joseph. And showed him mercy and gave him favor. So favor is given. And anything that is given can be received. That is why favor is an anointing that is given. And God gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Look at the next verse. Next verse. It says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's son all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Whatever they did in prison, there were old prisoners before Joseph came into prison, but he was made head prisoner.
may you become the first among your equals. He became a Christian. And God gave him favor. Favor is given. Anything that is given can be received. So there's, I receive favor. Today I will touch your forehead with oil. That is the impartation of favor. When you cross over, your path will change. Say amen. Are you there? To cut a long story short, two prisoners were put into the same prison, the butler and the baker. The butler was restored to his butlership and the baker was hanged. And he told the butler, when you are restored to your butlership, remember me, for I'm an innocent man, I've been put in prison. But the Bible said he forgot. He forgot on purpose because the time was not right. When you are a favored person and your time comes, the Lord will open the windows. Pharaoh had a dream. He couldn't interpret the dream. Then the butler remembered, there is a guy in prison. He has the spirit of interpretation of dreams. Say amen. And the Bible said, they brought Joseph up and he stood. This is the part I like. This is the most important part of the story. That is Genesis chapter number 41 or so. Yeah. They brought Joseph and Joseph stood by Pharaoh and he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh. 5 years, 7 years of plenty and 7 years of scarcity. And he said, look for a man who has economic background, has agriculture background, who has this, has this, who will watch over the economic affairs of Egypt. And Pharaoh said, but as long as God has showed it to you, you are the man. It's called favor. Because the king could have said, well, young man, you have done your part. Prison, and they will look for somebody to manage the affairs of Egypt. But favor located him. And whilst he was standing there by Pharaoh, he inherited 10 blessings he didn't work for. Say amen. Ten, if you count it, they are all 10. He didn't work. He didn't do anything. He just stood there. He said, you shall be all over. You shall be over my house. Only by your word shall my people be ruled. Only on the throne will I be greater than. He had laid him in vestures of fine linen, vestures of gold. He took off his ring for a sitting Egyptian to remove his ring and put it in the finger of a slave with a criminal record. With a criminal record. Even for you to be accused itself warrant death. Even to be accused. Even for your cloak to be left in the bedroom of Potiphar alone is a death warrant. And yet, the Bible says he took off his ring from off his finger and put those scriptures there. And he transferred. It means transfer of authority, because the ring is your signet. When they write a letter and they see the king's signet on it, it shows that it's coming from the king. He took it and gave it to Joseph, a man with a criminal record. It is only favor that can do that. May somebody give you authority over the company. May you begin to rule in areas you haven't worked for. And then he did one of the most abominable thing ever in the history of Egypt's history. He gave his daughter to Joseph. You know what that means? It means he has come to cross the bloodline, because Egypt's inheritance is by blood. My son. Even when you don't have a son, they can commit incest because they don't want the foreign blood to be passed. So Egyptians can commit incest just to maintain the bloodline of rulership. And they brought a foreigner, a slave with a criminal record, to marry the king's daughter, to come and do Mojafra. Yes. It can only take God. That is going to be your level 2022. Favor where you don't deserve it. Opportunities where you don't haven't worked for. The guy said,
carry Joseph all over Egypt and tell every citizen to bow their knees to Joseph. He said, I am king by your, he said, no one should lift hand or foot except you have permitted that person. There were people who have worked in the cabinet for years, yet Joseph was taken from prison, jumped over Potiphar who employed him. Now he, Potiphar, has to report to him. Where you were a slave, may you become a master. Where you used to serve, may the Lord lift you up. It is only favor. God gave him the favor right in prison. And the favor attracted wealth. Next year, Nakobo be bribri when you swam out. Nakobo be obey bribri when you swam out. Uba ye shocked. Uba ba we loom in all. If you say, baby, I want the whole corner. Umubida. Umubida. Say amen. Say amen. Tonight is your night of the favor anointed. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 2. We are going to pray right now. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. We are going to pray with this scripture. Look at it very well. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 26. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. 26. Put it there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. That's your prayer. Both with the Lord and also with men. Say amen. From today, you are going to pray that I will have favor with God and I will have favor with men. Say amen. The next prayer topic is going to be Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Say amen. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Which means that your favor should be in two ways, with God and also with man. That is your prayer topic for 2022. Lord, give me favor with you and give me favor with man. Any office I enter, anywhere I go, embassy, interviews, everywhere, I see the favor anointed going ahead of me. I don't know who I'm talking to. You are from today, you are going to walk in favor. Expect a text message tomorrow morning. Expect a phone call with a friend. When you go to your workplace and your boss calls you to the office, don't be too surprised, because favor is working. Say, favor is working. Are you ready to pray? Shall we rise on our feet? I didn't know you will favor me this way. I didn't know you will favor me this way, my Lord. I didn't know you will favor me this way. Favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. I say, I didn't know. Supposed to go to the king unless you are invited. Esther went there and the Lord favored her. She touched the golden scepter. You are about to touch the golden scepter. God is going to open doors where people, you will go where eagles dare. eagles dare certain areas, but that is where favor is carrying you.
Jesus.
Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Tonight, as I lift my voice, to pray, Father,
I pray
that I will receive the favor grace,
the
favor anointing,
the
favor presence.
From today,
anywhere I will go,
I
see favor working for me.
As I pray,
lifting my hands.
Clapping my hands.
As I pray,
stamping my feet.
As I pray,
shaking myself.
I release the favor anointing. So I begin to pray right now.
Suya, Jeria, Una,
Jesus' name. We are going to tap into the blessings of Joseph.
The blessings of Joseph.
Genesis 41.
Yes, Lord.
Reading from 40.
Yes, Lord.
We are going to tap into these blessings.
Tap into these blessings.
Genesis 41, verse 40. It says, thou shalt be over my house.
Jesus' name.
And according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled.
Jesus' name.
Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
Yes, Lord.
Next verse. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
And Pharaoh took off his ring,
Jesus,
from his hand,
yes, Lord,
and put it upon Joseph's hand,
yes, Lord,
and arrayed him with vestures of fine linen,
Jesus,
and
name,
put a gold chain about his neck,
Jesus,
a symbol of prosperity,
yes, Lord,
and he made him to ride in the second chariot,
yes, Lord, had,
and they cried before him, bowed the knee,
yes,
and he made him ruler, Jesus, over all the land of Egypt,
Jesus. Oh.
Say amen. And
amen.
Joseph and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.
Jesus.
And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him his wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
Which one do you want to tap into?
Okay.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say, Father.
Father.
The blessings. That came upon Joseph.
That came upon Joseph.
As a result of favor.
As a result of favor.
Tap into that blessing.
Tap into those.
Shall we begin to pray right now?
We are prepared. come upon us by that favor, upon this blessing, upon
the choir will give us some songs. Please clear the altar for me, and you are going to come. I'm going to touch your forehead. And words are favor with God, favor with man, favor Jesus. With God. That is your prayer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Favor with God,
favor with man.
And so, when I finish touching you, go back to your seat. If you brought your envelope, you come back to the altar, kneel down, put the envelope on the altar, and specify the areas where you need God's favor. You yourself, you know which areas you need God's favor. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yes, Lord.
Okay, so protocol, please help us. We're going to do this fast. In 10 minutes, we are finishing. Choir, give us. Sing your own songs. Quickly. Make sure you are masked up before you come.
I decree and declare. This favor anointing will follow you wherever you go.
Jesus' name.
To your workplace.
Yes, Lord.
To embassies.
Yes, Lord.
Interview rooms.
Jesus.
Contracts.
Yes, Lord.
Among your peers.
Jesus.
With your father.
Yes, Lord.
With your mother.
Yes, Lord.
Anywhere you travel to.
Jesus.
On the corridors of power.
Yes, Lord.
A door you can't open. A door you cannot access. May the anointing upon you for favor.
Jesus.
May it break through that door.
Yes, Lord.
May heavily recognize you.
Jesus.
Favor with God.
Jesus.
Favor with men.
Yes, Lord.
Favor with God.
Yes, Lord.
Favor with men.
Yes, Lord.
Favor with God.
Jesus.
Favor with man.
Yes, Lord.
I decree. And declare,
yes, Lord,
that from today you have favor with God.
Jesus'
you have
name.
Favor with man.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read two scriptures for you. After that, the choir will sing. If you have your envelope, come to the altar, kneel down for 2 seconds, declare that there is a particular area you need favor.
Yes, Lord.
There is
yes.
something God must favor you.
Jesus.
Your husband must see you and favor you and buy you that car that you need that he can afford. He can afford it, but he doesn't want to do it. Say amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 33 verse 32. Deuteronomy 33 verse 23. Deuteronomy 33 verse 23. Look at it. Deuteronomy 33, 23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfy with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. Possess thou the west and the south. You are satisfied with favor.
Amen.
And you are full with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say, I receive it 2 times.
I receive.
Hallelujah. Psalms 10. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, the church. For the time to favor her, yea, the said time is what? Is come. From today, you have favor with God.
Yes, Lord.
And favor with man.
Yes, Lord.
Say amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 5:11-12. Then we come forward. Psalms 5:11-12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou encompass him like with a shield. May favor like a shield encompass you.
Amen.
the favor of God. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive
these three
prophetic blessings.
Prophetic blessings.
If you believe it, come to the altar, drop your envelopes, kneel down for 2 seconds, tell the Lord which area of favor you need most. Do that quickly. If you don't have an envelope, look for an envelope quickly. This is time for envelope.
We will rise in your name, Adonai. You reign on earth. We will rise in your name, Adonai.
Get an envelope. Come for a few seconds. Area you want God to favor you? Which area you want God to favor you? Which area you want God to favor you?
Adonai.
Everybody come to the altar. Which, if you have been anointed, come to the altar. Give me favor in my sales. Favor for my promotion. Favor, Lord. My children, favor for my husband, my children abroad, my children in school. Come to God, get an envelope, come to the altar, kneel down. Favor for my wife, favor for my children. Those of you watching online, all the ways to give are there. Favor me in my workplace. Favor me in my office. Favor me at the embassy. Favor me, Lord. Living this place surrounded with favor. You are living this place for your set time for God to favor Zion. This church is come.
Jesus.
My days of struggle.
Yes, Lord.
My days of struggle.
Jesus.
they are over.
Yes, Lord.
God is giving me access,
Jesus,
to greatness.
Yes, Lord.
Access.
Access.
To places.
To places.
That will become difficult for people.
Jesus.
Those of you watching online, all over the world, you are part of it. Sow that seed, call yes, that
Lord.
Number.
Yes, Lord.
Momo that number.
Yes, Lord.
And begin to declare you need favor for your papers, for documents,
Jesus.
For so many things. May the Lord satisfy you with favor.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you all.
Amen.
Let's welcome the prophet.
Come on, people, are you clapping? Everybody stand whilst we pray for our Father. Hallelujah. Stretch your two hands whilst you are standing. Everybody on your feet, stand. Jana Sonia, yes, Rewinyame, Atom Nedinche, Sroncon, Ediamaya Papa. Maybe I will be a release. A prophetic word in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your voice? Somebody speak prophetically. He is already blessed. We are asking that the virtue will be replaced in multiplicity in favor. Come on. Purahano wanukata. Yes, Master. Thank you for sending us your prophet yesterday and today. Even from Sunday, we are grateful in Monday. Thank you for sending us your prophet to speak your word to us. As we clap and celebrate, Dede, can you take my father? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you? Hey! I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.